Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Uh-huh, I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only. Huh? You hear me? One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Yeah, man. Steve Harvey got a radio show. Steve Harvey got something going on that he ought to be grateful for. But then again, ain't you got something going on that you ought to be grateful for? God done something for you, if you just think about it. Some kind of job, something you doing, your health, your strength, your happiness, your family, something God, your relationship, something God done for you, you ought to wake up every morning and go, hey, man, thank you, God. I sure appreciate it. Look, I know I got some things going on in my life that's tough right now, but I thank you for the couple of things that's going right, because, man, that could be going bad, too. I thank you for my friendships, man. I thank you for some people that happen to say they care about me. I thank you for my faith. I thank you for my church friends. I thank you for my coworkers that's cool with me. I'm grateful for the cats I play ball with. I appreciate the people I play golf with sometimes to just give me a different angle, man. I just appreciate the ability to walk up and down steps, man. I just want to thank you, God, for waking me up this morning, because you didn't have to do that, but you did. I thank you every time you give me an opportunity to get myself together, and how you stay with me on the days when I don't pull it together. Man, ain't that real now, huh? Come on, man. And today, you know, the message is simple today. Let's make today a good day. You know, you have a lot to do with that. Start your day off the right way. And when you wake up in the morning, first thing you should do is just spend some time thanking God for what's going on in your life. Even the bad news that you're getting. And listen to me, I'm telling you, I've been saying it for a couple weeks now. It's raining on me right now. I mean, it's raining on me. But I managed to find a way. Because I know through experience and my age and everything that God done got me through everything I done gone through. So yeah, I got some more bad news last night. But you know what I did when I got it? I got the bad news and I turned it over to God. I went to God in prayer. I said, hey, God, look here. Now, this thing came down, but I know, because I believe that your word is true, that you're going to get me through. I know for a fact that when it get through raining, it's going to be flowers out here. See, I got, you know, there was a young boy that won this award at the Trumpet Awards on Saturday night, one of the honorees, Farrah Gray. And this young boy, man, was telling this story. And he sold a company when he was a teenager for $1 million. This little dude is absolutely incredible little dude out of the projects of Chicago. And he was telling this story. And he said that his mother, he had gotten some bad news that his mother was diagnosed with a tumor in her spine, and that the doctors had said they was going to have to operate and she would never be able to walk again because the tumor had just gotten too big. This young boy, who's about 21 now, he said that MD did not know about my G-O-D. And then he pointed out and he said, there's my mother today. And she walked in here with me to get this award tonight. You understand? See, it really doesn't matter how bad of news you receive from people, what kind of letter you get in the mail, what kind of notice you get, what your boss done came in here and said, what the evaluation done said. It doesn't matter, man. You are a child of God. If you would just claim that and be that. You know, you have not because you ask not. You are a child of God. Just claim it. Just say, hey, look, God, I'm your child. I done messed up. I done made some mistakes, but I'm still your child. Would you help me from here? I don't care what the notice say. I don't care what the reports say. I believe that my God is bigger than any notice that come in the mail. I don't care what you do to me. I serve an almighty God. That's the God I serve. And God can do anything. Don't let these reports, these evaluations, these notices get you down. Hey, man, that's people's job. These people got jobs to do that. Their job is to send out the notice. Hey, $8 dude over here. Someone just sending out a notice. This is a minimum wage person. Just licking envelopes, sending out notices. They got nothing to do with you. Ain't got nothing to do with you and your relationship with God and what God got in store for you. No weapon formed against you shall prevail. I don't care what they do. I don't care who put it in their heart to hurt you. When they put it in their heart to hurt you, they got to come through God first. See, that's what I tell people all the time. I have enemies out there, and I just go on flat out tell them, all right, man, it's on you. You can come after me if you want to, but I'm a child of God. I belong to him. And Isaiah 54:17 clearly states that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Look here, man. You can form the weapon. You can forge it. You can make it out of steel, paper. You can send it in the notice. You can do whatever you want to do. You can forge it, but that don't mean it's going to prevail. You can tell me what you're going to do to me. You can put the notice on my wall. When you get through, man, that don't mean it's over for me. Because my relationship with God is solid. It don't matter what they say about you. Man, Marvin Sapp got a song out right now that says he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Man, do you understand that? I am his. He is mine. I am his. It doesn't matter what I did. He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I was finna play something else this morning, but now I'm finna play that. Because, man, I'm just trying to tell y'all, don't worry about that. Man, you stay locked in on God. God gonna get you through. It don't matter what they say. I had to tell it to my wife last night because we got this notice and Steve came in the mail and we was all sitting up there and we had a brief moment of, wow, man, this bad news just going to keep coming like this. Man, me and my wife started praying last night. We good. When you get through with your notices and all this here and your statements about what you going to do, when you come over here to get me, I'm not over here by myself. I am a child of God. I claim that. So now guess what? No weapon formed against me shall prevail. You can make it. You can send it. But I'm warning you. I'm warning you. He's an amazing God. The God I serve is an amazing God. Why don't you claim him as yours today? Do you understand? He saw the best in me. When everybody else around me. Could only, man. Okay, just a thought today.